Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our 30 Minutes of Wisdom weekly teleseminar series from Enlightened Networking. This is Gregory Mascari here in Bozeman, Montana, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend some time with us. Every Friday morning, we invite top speakers, leaders, and authors to share their wisdom and knowledge with us and help us live a more rich and fulfilling life. And you're guaranteed to come away with some actionable items and ideas if you listen in. Before I bring on Robin to introduce our speaker for today, I want to let everybody know where they're excited to unveil the new Enlightened Networking website. You can go to enlightenednetworking.com. And now we have a website where we're going to begin archiving the calls for online replay as well as the weekly replay that currently exists. So when you have a few minutes, you can go to enlightenednetworking.com. We have the last four calls archived there in the Resource Center. You're welcome to invite friends to go to the website, and there they can register for the weekly calls, and they can also have free access to the online replays of previous calls. So today we have a very special speaker. He's a very special friend, someone we've known for many years, has changed the lives of probably everyone he's touched in a positive direction. He's such a wise spirit and gentle soul. And I'd like to turn this part of the call over to my beloved partner and wife and partner in life, Robin Blank Mascari.
Well, thank you, Gregory, and thank you for all that you do that makes things work so well. Thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your day, whether you're listening live or on the recorded call. We're thrilled to have you with us, and it is our joy and our pleasure and passion to share some of the finest resources. And today is another one of them, and I get deeply touched when I even think about this man. Today's topic is on the hidden secrets to masterful listening. And our speaker comes to us as a seasoned professional speaker, trainer, coach, author, consultant in business and personal development, and he's been in front of audiences all over the world. He's got a new audio program and business seminar entitled The Hidden Secrets to Masterful Listening, and many, many other resources that we're going to talk about today, including one called How to Change Your Five Worst Habits. That's like, sign me up for that one. And my experience of our speaker today started, probably over 10 years ago on those things called cassettes. And then I was touched by his book. And I was really deeply affected by his wisdom and his perspective and clarity. And to this day, he doesn't even know this, but his voice is with me on a regular basis. You know, I use his wisdom often in reminding myself when we're, and this is a quote, when we're appreciating our life, we're investing in our life. And so it is my honor to share with you today Don Ginn. Hey, Don.
Hey, Robin. Thank you.
Good morning.
Appreciate it. Oh, good to be with you.
It's so great to be with you. And, you know, there's a quote I love from you called, "The quality of our lives is largely determined by how well we listen." Could you start off on that?
Oh, boy, that's a great one. Yeah, you know, I refer in some of my writings to listening as being, it's a blind spot in humanity. And I really mean that. It's one of those things that somehow, as a society of people, overall, certainly there are exceptions, but we're blind to and deaf to. And it's one of these things that, you know, we were never taught anything about. I never got 1 hour of training in listening. I don't know about you, but not 1 hour in school, any school. Frankly, it was never talked about. So we either somehow picked it up well in growing up, and most people didn't, or we listened poorly. And I really truly believe that we can significantly affect the quality of our life, and we can do it fairly quickly just by changing the quality of our listening.
Wow. Could you give a few beginning steps when you're working with people of what to heighten awareness about? Because, as you said, most of us have never had any training. We get the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, but never the listening. Where do you start?
Well, I did a workshop for some people in Northern California on listening back several years ago. And there was a woman in the workshop who had been a school teacher for 30 years. And she's actually what I would consider to be one of the better listeners that I know. I wouldn't say she's extraordinary, but a better than average listener. And I took them through an exercise where I talked about three levels of listening. And I will briefly touch on that here. There's not enough time to really go deep into it, but that's okay. But I will briefly touch on it. When we got done with the exercise, I asked for anyone that had anything to comment on from the exercise to share. She practically she jumped up out of her chair and couldn't wait to get the microphone, and she said, "I just realized I haven't been listening for the last 30 years.
Whoa.
And she's a school teacher to young kids. And honestly, I think she's a better than average listener. But what happened was she woke up to the deeper levels of listening. And let me just give a little bit of an overview on these three levels. Is that okay, Robin, to do that?
I'd love it. And I think everyone else would too.
Let me do that. And before I do, I want to read a quote or so here that I think sort of sets the stage for this also. This is a Chinese philosopher. I do not know how to pronounce his name. Chang Su, something like that. Okay. The hearing that is only in the ears is one thing. The hearing of the understanding is another. But the hearing of the spirit is not limited to any one faculty, to the ear, or to the mind. Hence, it demands the emptiness of all the faculties. And when the faculties are empty, then the whole being listens.
Wow.
There is then a direct grasp of what is right there before you that can never be heard with the ear or understood with the mind.
Mm.
So there are these different levels of listening, and I don't know about other people on this call, but frankly, until I started really deeply getting into the principle of listening a little over 10 years ago and started researching it and teaching it and all that, I'd never thought of anything but one level of listening, whatever that was. You know, I didn't think of there being different levels of listening. And I got this tip from a book called Coactive Coaching, to give them the credit for this, which is actually a book on business coaching. I trained as a coach, personal and business coach, and I took a course of theirs and of the people that wrote that book. And they talk about three levels of listening. And I'm just going to give kind of a quick overview of each one of these, and then if we need to elaborate, we can.
Great.
The first level in this case is the – now, I have elaborated on what they said in their book, and I have put my own perspective on this too from all my research. And also the first level is what is referred to as it's actually a level of listening, believe it or not, in this case it's the least effective level, and it's the level, and I'll let you judge this for yourself, it's the level that most people listen in most of the time. Okay. And level one is really, it's where a person's listening to reply. They're listening to reply. They're not in this place of really, truly listening to hear. Because when you're listening to hear, just like that quote, you're listening more with your whole being. You're listening for the feelings. You're trying to put yourself in that person's shoes. You're listening with empathy. You're not caught up in the reply to where you can't hear. You're listening to hear and to understand. Now, if you think about it, what so many people are doing is someone speaking, and the other person starts off listening to a certain degree at some sort of a level. Usually it's just a kind of a shallow level, not for everybody, but for, frankly, from my experience, for most people that have attended my seminar. And what happens then is we go into this place of we hear enough, we get the gist of.
We lost you, Don. Oh, good.
Are you there?
Yes, you're back.
Oh, I don't know what's happening.
We can hear you now.
Hear me okay? Okay, so we have.
Oh, dear.
And so we've moved from a place.
Oh, Don, you're cutting out.
Oh, my. Okay, let me try something else.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
There's usually no problem, but you never know. It might be the problem.
Okay, great. Continue on.
Place of replying instead of a place of really hearing and understanding. And really what's happening is, in so many of the conversations, is that people they start off where one person's speaking and the other person starts to listen, moves into this place of reply, and now one person's speaking, the other person's waiting, nobody's listening.
Mm-hmm. We're all familiar with that.
It's listening to reply. Now what we have to do is completely shift out. My experience, it has zero value. That level of listening in terms of really, truly listening to hear. I find no reason to go there ever again. You know, and I slip in there sometimes, but when I realize it, I slip out of it. Now, level two is more of a focused listening. Excuse me, more of a focused listening. And level two is truly more of a listening to hear and to understand. And a good example of that is two people that have fallen in love, and they're at that stage, hopefully that stage lasts forever, but at least it's there in the beginning, they're at that stage where they hang on to every word that the person has to share. If they're sitting there, if they're in a restaurant, if they're sitting across from each other, one person's talking, the other person's listening, they're in a bubble. People walk by, they're oblivious to it. They're just in their own universe, you know. They're really, really listening. And the key here is to look at your relationships, look at our relationships with people, and ask ourselves, am I really with that person? Do I listen more to reply? So I can reply, am I listening from a state of replying? Or am I listening from a state of really hearing and really understanding? And here's a key word, really caring, really caring. So level two is a whole different level than level one, and really the gap or between those two is huge. It's huge. It's not a small thing. It's the difference between a relationship that can fall apart and a relationship that can build beautifully. And the bond can build stronger and stronger and stronger by listening to hear instead of listening to reply. Listening to reply, especially applied to personal relationships, but also applied to business relationships and all, it's a kind of take-for-granted kind of relationship that's typically there often. When the person's just listening to reply, they're just taking, I hate to say it, but they're at a place now where they're taking that person more for granted. They're taking the conversations for granted. They listen just long enough to get the gist of what the person's saying, and then they're sitting and they're waiting on the person to finish what they say so that they can jump in with their reply. Or in some cases, they're just waiting for the person to take a breath so that they can jump in. They're caught up in their reply. That's where their head's at. Does that make sense, Robin?
Totally. And what you said is so beautiful about, you know, it happens to all of us, but it's how quickly can we catch ourselves off track, and that's
right.
The work, isn't it?
It really is, and you know what? Here's what I found. I did many seminars in California. Someone booked me in all these different real estate venues and throughout California, and so I did a bunch of seminars there on listening. And what I found was in a seminar, it took about an hour and 15 minutes, somewhere between 5 minutes and an hour and 15 minutes for people to wake up. And there was so much waking up going on in that room. It was amazing, seriously. And I remember this woman came up to me after one of the real estate seminars, and it's an hour and 15 minutes into it. We took a break then, and she came up to me, and she said, if I'd had this information when I started out in real estate, I'd be a millionaire by now. And then she went on to talk about her personal life, and she said, you know, listening in level one, that's the way I listen to my husband. And she said, I realize he's had to put up with that for all these years. And then she started crying.
Mm.
And she was so affected by it because she had the wisdom to look, you know, to see this, to wake up, to look back and to realize the problems that it caused and the difficulty that it caused and the challenges she felt it even caused for her husband to have to deal with that for so long. So there's a lot of awareness that happens, that takes place when a person starts to look at how they listen. Now, I want to share something here that oftentimes I start off with, but I want to just jump in with this because I think it's kind of important, and that is, I wasn't really exploring the topic of listening until about, maybe 12 years ago. And what happened was, I woke up from a dream one night, and, you know, some people believe dreams have meanings and some people don't. It doesn't really matter whether a person believes it or not. In this case, this particular dream got my attention more than any dream in a long time prior to that. And what happened was I was standing there in this scene, and this man walked up. And it turned out to be somebody that I knew in everyday life and someone I highly respected. And he just looked at me and he just said two words, listen better.
Mm.
And that was it. But it reverberated. You know how dreams can, you know, magnify and amplify things, and it's a different kind of world. And it reverberated through me when he said that, listen better. And the meaning kept expanding, you know, in my consciousness, so to speak, in my mind. And then I woke up soon after that, and that dream was very vivid in my mind. And the effect of the dream was still with me. And I realized in that moment that it wasn't just saying, listen better to your spouse or listen better to your boss or listen. It was listen better, period. You know, listen better to everything. Awaken your listening. And then I'm the kind of person that I'm a little bit philosophical, and so I'm the kind of person that tries to look at life and say, well, what is listening all about? Whoever created us, whatever a person's philosophy is of that, I'll leave it to them, but whoever created us, we could have been created with a makeup that didn't include listening. I mean, it could have been created a lot of ways. So there's something that was part of this makeup. Listening became an integral part of this makeup, obviously. So what's that all about? You know. So I started asking myself that question. And I'm just going to throw out what I concluded because it's short, and then we'll move on. Here's what I concluded for myself, is that there's two things that I know for sure that were really important in this makeup, and that were really important in my creation. I just can speak for myself here. And one is that I was given an inner guidance, an inner voice. Call that anything you want. Call it a gut feeling, intuition, inner voice, inner nudge, call it what you want. I think most people in one of those forms or another believe that that exists within them, and a lot believe very heavily in that. But that's the first piece. The second piece was I was given the faculty of listening. And that faculty of listening allows me to hear these inner nudges, to accurately interpret these inner nudges. That faculty of listening goes, it's expanded out along with inner nudges. It allows me to bring love into a relationship by listening to somebody I really care about or even somebody that I have a hard time with. Listening in a business relationship, it allows me to bring service into the relationship, a giving spirit into that relationship to where I can really hear the needs of the customer and therefore I can act on those needs. This listening faculty is needed every second of our life, whether it's in business and out there in our outer life or whether it's somehow related to our inner life. And whatever we can do to awaken to these deeper levels of it, it's going to enrich our life in every way, and it's going to enrich a lot of other people's lives.
Beautiful. There's a quote. Gregory, do you want to share that quote from Stephen Covey about listening?
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes from Covey is, listening to the soul as air is to the body. And when you, understanding is to the soul as air is to the body. And when you give someone understanding, it's like giving them a breath of fresh air.
So true. So
and
true.
It's a great one because there's a feeling we get when we really feel heard by someone that is so rare. And we hope with this kind of work that we can feel that more and more because that's where the connection really happens with people and the real work gets done.
Well, here's what I would suggest is that, for everybody listening, if you will just, no matter how good you already listen, if you will just see if you can expand your listening more and take it to new levels, and I'll give a tip or so on how to do that in just a minute. Watch how freely people start to express themselves around you, how even more freely than perhaps ever before. There's a reason why people go to therapists, and this is not saying we're therapists, but there's a reason why they go to therapists, and one reason is because a good therapist really knows how to listen. And that person then can express themselves, and they can get it out. They can share. And a lot of times they're in a tough place, and that's why they go. We're talking about just listening in everyday life this way, whether a person's in a tough place or not. But it is amazing, like you said, Robin, how free we feel, and that word free is a key word here, how free we feel when someone listens to us. Mm. And we feel free to express ourselves. There's something that opens up. Really, listening helps open the heart is really what happens, and amazing things happen when that occurs.
Beautiful. Now, I'm noticing we have just a few minutes left, and I think we all want number three.
Okay. I'm gonna read you something here, and then I'm gonna go right into number three. This is gonna short. This is gonna be short. But I think one thing I just want to mention, and you all can explore this. This will be a point of contemplation, maybe I might say, on your own. There's a Native American saying that goes like this. Where in your life did you become uncomfortable with the sweet territory of silence? Where in your life did you become uncomfortable with the sweet territory of silence? What happens is, if we can find a level of silence within ourselves, a deeper level of silence, that's how we're going to find, that's one way we're going to find the deeper levels of listening. Because it's, I started off calling my seminars transformational listening because of the fact that when you find that place within yourself where you listen deeply, you start to feel transformed in that second within yourself. It's what I call our center of listening. So transformational listening doesn't mean just that it creates a transformational atmosphere for the person that's speaking to express themselves. It does do that, but it has a transformational effect upon the person doing the listening if they find that place within themselves. And one of the fastest ways I've found is through finding some deeper levels of silence and then listen from that space. Listen from that space. So anyway, that's a little tip. Level
that's a
three.
Big tip, I think.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
That's the little thing that makes a big difference.
A big difference. And,
that's
you know, you could really
that,
do a
yes.
whole book. You could do the whole book on just the silent part. You know, that's gigantic. It's gigantic. It's an inward calm. It's an
mm-hmm.
inward calm that we can find, and we can walk around our life. We don't even have to be around people to want to live in that state. That's where we want to operate from a lot of the time. Level three, real quickly. It's light years beyond level one and a different mindset from level two. I'd say that, you know, level three encompasses some of the mindset of level two. Perhaps two words best might describe level three, and that is highly intuitive. So if you'll think of it as a deeper, more intuitive form of listening, as a matter of fact, this silence I just referred to is a key part of level three. In that book I mentioned, the Coactive Coaching book, they referred to level three as a kind of a global listening where you're exceptionally aware of your environment, where all your senses are heightened and alert to the conversation. I would say this, with level three listening comes a greater sense of awareness and even a sense of knowingness, if I can put that out there for what that's worth. At this level, you're keenly perceptive to the environment around you. You're awake, and you might say in all ears. As a matter of fact, a technique that can help a person get into level three, and then I'll explain one more thing on level three before we finish here. But a technique is to literally, this will sound odd, but it really works, is to think of your entire being as a giant ear, just as a giant ear. And you're walking around, and that's the way you're operating in life. Everything you do, you're functioning as a giant ear. Can you get that, Russ?
I'm seeing a Halloween
that
costume
word.
Of being a whole ear, you know?
There you go. Just a giant ear. And or another way of looking at it that works for me also is thinking of myself as a pair of eyes and a pair of ears. That's it. And you operate from that. That's an ultra sensory state that you'll put yourself into with either one of those, and it's just a highly perceptive state. There was a real quick thing. I know we got 30 seconds or less. There was a woman that was a coach for this institute where the author related to the authors wrote the book Coactive Coaching, and I coached with her. I hired her as my coach. And I said, okay, I want you to tell me what level three listening is. And I said, I get level one, I get level two, I need some help with level three. And she said, okay. She said, I'm talking to you over the phone right now, which she was. And she said, let's imagine that I'm speaking with you and there's a siren in your background. And I say to you, what's alarming in your life right now? In other words, that's her part of her coaching. What's alarming in your life right now? Now, I have to say this. I don't necessarily think that you can interpret a siren as always meaning that it's something alarming in a person's life. I think that could mean a number of different things. But I got the point of what she was making to where you're highly aware. You're highly sensitive. You're listening with your whole being, and you're picking up all kinds of things, including something like that, like a background noise like that. So it's just, it's a highly intuitive state, and if you'll bring that silence into it and take that more deeply within yourself, you'll find that third level of listening.
Thank you. Wow. I believe that that will take everyone to a whole nother level and truly affect every relationship, especially that relationship with ourselves and the quality of our life. I love that quote. The quality of our lives is largely determined by how well we're listening. I think this talk you just did of your 30 minutes of wisdom, Don, took people to a whole nother level of what listening truly is, and I'm very grateful. When people talk about you as inspirational and thought-provoking, it truly is life-changing. And I invite everyone who's ready to go to that deeper level to take what Don said to heart and practice and raise the awareness and commit to do the work. And if you want some support, you can go to Don's website, dongin, dongin.com, and you can either download on an MP3 The Hidden Secrets to Masterful Listening. There is a 4-CD album you can get if you want the CDs, or you can have instant gratification. And this wonderful CD called The Principle is the one that I just continue to remember so deeply about changing life through appreciating things. And I just love that. So your work is so beautiful, and I do believe you have a 20-minute free coaching session. Should people email you, Don, or would you like them to call you? What's your preference?
Well, sure, they can call or they can email. Do you have my phone number there?
You know, not handy. So
okay,
I'll give that out.
Yeah, I'll give that out. It's okay. It's 952-923-1147, and 923-1147, and the if you go to my website, you'll get a better feel of the variety of topics that I can talk about, coach on. I can coach business topic. I can coach personal topics. I can coach changing habits. I can coach age reversal. There's so many different things I can coach on because of my background. I won't go into all that. You'll see that on the site. I should mention too, I should have mentioned this before, Robin, that we are having challenges right now with our digital transfer of the audios. So a person will need to purchase the tangible product that I would ship to them right now,
okay,
because we're
great.
Having problems with the other.
Great.
Yeah.
And anything Don does, you know, I'm in. This man has been a really powerful teacher and coach in my life, and he doesn't even realize the level that he's touched me. So I want to thank you again and thank all of you for being with us for our 30 minutes of wisdom this morning with Don Ginn on the Hidden Secrets of Masterful Listening, Transformational Listening. And next week on our program, we have Grace Keohoho, the co-founder of the DSWA, and she'll be speaking on living with intention. So we look forward to having all of you with us. And again, Gregory, you want to do some final words?
Well, I just, again, want to thank you, Don. And when you first shared with us many, many years, many moons ago, your philosophies and insights into listening, it's been with me ever since. And it's one of the primary master skills that I've been teaching on ever since. And, you know, because as you've so well said, most people listen with the intention of responding. And it's a paradigm shift. It's a new habit to be hold of listening with the intention of understanding and caring. I love that. And then even moving it to the third level where it really touches you deeply. And I can say truly, I know that every Friday, Robin and I have a business luncheon meeting, and our lunch today will be changed because of this call here this morning. So thank you, Don.
Thank you. Thank you, Gregory. Appreciate it.
Great to be back with you and share you as a treasure with our Enlightened Networking community. And everyone can listen to the replay on the call or go to the website. And at this time, we're going to complete our recording, and then we'll open up for some Q&A for a few minutes.
Great. And I just want to remind everybody that we now have the EnlightenedNetworking.com website up for replays of previous calls. Don's call will be on the audio replay for 7 days, and then it will transition into the back office and be available online. So hold on, and we'll end today's call.